This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got some really good football content here. Chris Sim talking Eagles and Giants, the former Longhorn. He's always hot taken. I'll see if you agree with what he's got to say here. We got Troy Aikman on where the Cowboys are and where they're headed. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels. 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. That's truckwreck.com to make sure you do not settle for less. Let me ask you this. And I'm not a fashion person myself. You know, I like some things, but I got
my
own.
You like the biker look?
I got my own unique style. And it's like a soccer coach meets athleisure, okay? So I know, hey, I'm not a big fashion guy, right? And I don't know what looks good. But when you see Laura Rutledge dressing up like she's going to Studio 54 to do the NFL live show, does that just seem weird to anybody else? Like you're anchoring a sports show and she's up here in like this leather jacket like she's in Greece. She's like Olivia Newton-John's character in Greece. Got this.
Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy. Yeah. Oh, Sandy.
You're the one that I'm on.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what the right way to look is to go do a sports broadcast, but that ain't it.
I saw something the other day that I hadn't seen in a while. Bucky Brooks was on the NFL Network, and everybody on set had a tie on but him. And then when they came back after they broke away and did a segment without him, he had a tie on for the next.
Oh, they're making you do a tie.
Yeah. Oh, they said like, something.
Huh? Yeah. I thought we'd casual that up pretty good.
No, I. You know what? How about with like
it's playoff
Al
time,
Michaels.
Man.
Al Michaels will throw down a like, you know, hey, yeah. I'm at the barbecue. I'm hanging out. You know, he'll throw down the 3/4 zip. You know, with a jacket maybe if he. But yeah, I think the pandemic did that to us. I think the pandemic did it to where you don't have to dress up to do these things. You don't have to dress up to be like on, you know, be a reporter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
you
that,
know, just kind of like, yeah, if you want to sure. wear whatever you want to wear.
I like the casual look. I mean, our guy Adam Rank will do it on NFL Network.
Yeah, it's a good look.
And
yeah.
he pulls it off well.
You know, the first guy I ever saw that wore tennis shoes with a suit.
Robert Kraft.
Lamar Hunt.
Oh, Lamar Hunt?
Lamar Hunt.
Heard of that.
I went to a meeting, an NFL meeting, and Lamar.
What a tastemaker.
Lamar Hunt came in there with, oh. had on jogging shoes.
Thank you, Lamar. It's a genius move right there. Yeah. And back in the day, like, dress shoes weren't comfortable at all.
No.
Like, it was like they intentionally tried to make it feel like you were trying to slip your foot into a cement box.
Whatever you were rocking the other day, those things were hot.
Oh, the Cole Haans. Yeah, the Cole Haans have done a lot of good work.
I'm wearing Cole Haans right now, but yours looked really good.
Well, thank you, dude. Yeah, the Grand Zero brand, a line or whatever, but
it's like a dress shoe slash sneaker. It was sick. Yeah.
Well, it's the thing, I think, is it with the Air Jordans, right? It's such a status symbol now.
It's a flex. Yeah.
Is it like if you could wear a suit with the Air Jordans, that's like whoa. It's better than wearing like dress shoes.
I think it's great. Yeah. It's really opened things up so you can actually be comfortable. You know, with your footwear, especially if you got to be on your feet a lot, like these TV guys. Good to them for setting that trend. Okay, Chris Sim. Speaking of TV guys, nobody agrees with me on Laura Rutledge. They just think she's super hot and everything's fine.
I love Laura.
I think she's crushing crusty. It today.
Yeah.
Kay, she's not a Kay Adams though.
Yeah, I guess that's just Adams. My preference.
Kay Adams is the best.
I like a hottie in a hoodie, you know, a little bit more than overdressed.
It's a Mahomes Burrow thing for me, you know. Like Kay's Mahomes for sure, but here comes Burrow.
Here's Chris Sims on the difference of these NFC Conference Championship quarterbacks.
If you were to switch the quarterbacks, would the result be different? Right? And I think it's kind of interesting. You could do that for all the games. I don't know if any of the games would be different, but for this one specifically, like Daniel Jones now is under fire. Giants fans, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? Can we win with him? If he was playing for the Eagles and if Jalen Hurts was playing for the Giants, I mean, how much do the Eagles win by? 20 right. still?
Well, yeah, 30? I don't think
might be closer.
I don't think it's a whole lot different because Daniel Jones is going to be able to do the same thing. I mean, he can do some of the things that Jalen Hurts. Yeah, maybe not as good a runner, but we know he's really close. It's not like, oh, whoa, way better. Again, if you're going to ask me who I'd rather have as a passer, I'd rather have Daniel Jones. I'm sorry about that. I don't know. You're going to get me in trouble today.
And this is not, but I'm just saying, you know, it's just to speak more to the quality of the teams, right?
That's
stating the obvious
for real.
Right?
So the premise, Daniel Jones or Jalen Hurts, is there any wisdom to the idea of preferring DJ or Chris Sims and his co-host there way out of bounds?
Man, I'll tell you what, guys. I am in the process of trying to get us Chris Sims for next week. We will see if that works out, but that's a little tease. Possibly we are able to make that happen. He is out of bounds on this one.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is a much better player than Daniel Jones. Yeah, the thing with Jalen Hurts, he's really improved as a passer. San Francisco is going to test that this week, though. They're going to test him as a passer. Because I don't think they're going to let him run the ball. I think with those linebackers, the defensive line, I think he's going to have to make some big-time throws in this game. But I think he's capable of doing that now. There was a time where I didn't believe he could, but we'll see with the shoulder. You know, that shoulder might be still bothering him a little bit, and maybe that'll affect him. But Chris is dead wrong on this
one. I just can't get the image of Daniel Jones, and thank goodness he did, but Thanksgiving Day, it's a fourth down. He's got Barkley wide open in the flat. He throws it behind him. Barkley has to fall down to try and make the catch. He can't, and even if he did, he wouldn't have gotten it. It was like a fourth down and two. But it's easy. Just put it on him. It's a fourth down conversion. They're moving on, and they probably go and score on the drive. Instead, it's a turnover on downs because Daniel Jones can't even complete the easiest pass in football.
He was on 106.7 there with Brian Mitchell. I don't think it's a horrible take. I think if you take a little bit better passer over the massive like leadership and game management edge of Hurts, the massive physicality of Hurts, and like his weightlifting numbers, and the fact that he's like an automatic from fourth and two and in. It's a pretty compelling case for Hurts, but if you would put Daniel Jones on the Eagles, he would be in the NFC title game still, right? And they would have won last week against the Giants. The Eagles still would have. It's so close. To me, it's like Hurts is about an 84 and Daniel Jones is about an 82.
So you think Daniel Jones in an Eagle uniform this year was going to be an MVP candidate?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can't go that far with it. I certainly understand the talent discrepancies, but amongst the rosters there for sure, and the Eagles would still be a respectable team probably with Daniel Jones with the amount of talent and quality coaching that they have. But Jalen Hurts is still much more unique.
Daniel Jones, you saw what that team looks like with Gardner Minshew, right? With the Philadelphia Eagles and how they move the ball.
Yeah.
Right, or lack of.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, a lot better than that?
He's closer to Hurts than Minshew.
I like Daniel Jones. Now, don't get me wrong, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I think he's better than Minshew. I think Hurts is definitely better than Daniel Jones. Like, I think there's a gap between the two guys. I don't think they win that game. I don't think they're in their position they are now with Daniel Jones at quarterback personally.
Well, I would just say, and this is me, but be careful making final conclusions about a quarterback until you've seen him in the same circumstances as the guy you're comparing him to.
I agree with you there, and I also do think that there are people that are probably, like, putting Jalen Hurts in this upper echelon category where it could just be a one great year, right? We've seen that from quarterbacks before where they have the great season, and you kind of need to start to see it multiple years.
Man, I think you're kind of dealing with a guy that's on his way.
Yeah, it seems like he might be.
I don't think this is a one-off. I don't think this is a one-off with this guy. I really don't. That team looks remarkably different without him at quarterback.
Yeah, and that's Eagles. Fair. Gardner Minshew's not a guy that gets a starting job anywhere. Daniel Jones could still start for 75.
That's what I'm saying, though. It just if you plug in somebody else, does it work?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to.
I was guilty of that. I underrated just how important Jalen Hurts was. I thought they'd be fine with Gardner Minshew, and clearly, I mean, the Saints game specifically, they were not.
Yeah, that was
bad. You saw the impact that Jalen Hurts has for them.
Yeah. And Gardner Minshew did play horribly. He's super inconsistent. I think like one out of every three or four games, he's going to play great. And the Cowboys saw that other than the couple of turnovers in that game. But yeah, you know, here's the thing with Jalen Hurts. The way that he runs makes the defense change how they defend the Eagles. And that's not going to stay like that for very long. Like right now, the running, the youth, that's there. But in 3 or 4 years, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Daniel Jones is having a better career. We saw it with Carson Wentz. We saw it with RG3. We're seeing it right now with Dak. Yeah. You stop running, the world changes massively. And for the player that right now, he's a top three MVP candidate. Into the future and like the tools, and what would that look like if you didn't have receivers that were as good at getting open and an offensive line that was as good at protecting you? I'm not sure Jalen Hurts makes the playoffs with the Giants, you know?
Yeah, to me, not with the receivers they have.
No, Jalen Hurts absolutely makes the playoffs with the Giants.
Well, they made it with Daniel Jones.
That's exactly.
Sure, but it took a lot of things to fall into place. You reload Jalen Hurts in that setting at the start of the year and start the season, I wouldn't be sure he'd make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, Daniel Jones is having to depend on his legs quite a bit as well. It's not like he's just dropping
back
and
throwing. That's the comparison.
Yeah, right. That's what, you know, Daniel Jones could do everything that Jalen Hurts is doing, just maybe not quite as dominant in the run game.
Yeah, statistically, they were pretty neck and neck in terms of their rushing totals. Yeah. Hurts just had two less games. But you're right. I mean, Daniel Jones is also a very good runner.
And to me, like, the ball is more accurate, you know?
Hurts?
Daniel Jones is a better thrower than Hurts.
Man, I tell you what, it's so funny you were saying that because I was watching on NFL Live as you were talking.
Yeah.
That they were showing the ball going downfield from Jalen Hurts. And it was like right on target.
I think he took a massive stride this year.
I think there was a time where Hurts was a terrible passer, to your point. Mm. And I think that much like what we've seen, and I know Josh Allen's kind of regressed in some of the things that he's done, but I think from your there was a time going in, I felt like the difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys was just really the quarterbacks. And I think it is. I just think it's flipped.
All righty. Y'all crazy. Hurts overthrew receivers against the Giants, even with burnt corners. Who was Hurts without A.J. Brown? That is the 4-6-9. I mean, Hurts was hurt in that last game against the Giants. So
sure
I don't think you can look at that game and have any
I think he's talking about the playoffs, I think, is what they're talking about.
The Eagles somehow made the damn playoffs last year, and they didn't have the same weapons.
They started running the ball.
Right.
They ran the ball.
They used Hurts' legs. Now, granted, he got exploited by Tampa when they forced him to throw.
They had turnovers in that game and got down like by 20-something points, and then it turned into him having to throw, which has been remarkably better from the playoffs to what we've seen now. This guy's a legitimate MVP candidate.
Who would have won the game last week swapping teams, asks the 817? That's easy. Eagles would have still won it. By a wide margin.
Certainly have the better overall roster. There's no question about that. But I think the better quarterback is Jalen. I've still got big questions about Daniel Jones personally.
Yeah, to me, it comes down to so much like the intangibles, and that's the biggest thing. That's why you go Jalen Hurts way over Daniel Jones. Like, Daniel Jones is 6'4", 230 pounds, and somehow still puts off, like, little guy energy. You know, like, there's the confidence, the leadership, the ability to lead men. There's no alpha dude traits on Daniel Jones, and Jalen Hurts just exudes those, and I do think those are massively important when it comes to having the confidence to make plays in the fourth quarter and inspire confidence from your teammates. And you know, that's the reason I would not even consider adding Daniel Jones to my team, even if I needed a quarterback, and I would very much take Jalen Hurts. But I did think it was a point that Chris Sims made that seemed ridiculous, but I could definitely see some of the logic behind it. And as the years play out, I think it's a very interesting story to track, you know, especially when you look at how good young quarterbacks can be when they're in great situations.
Yeah, the situation matters a ton. We see that. But I do think, for as much as Jalen Hurts is probably going to age poorly with the way he runs, Daniel Jones, they showed this year, we're going to have to run him quite a bit in order to be efficient offensively. So he's taking a fair
yeah, he's
beat
got
as
they,
well.
They've got to figure out how to get weapons there with wide receiver though.
Yeah.
If and they figure that things. Out, then that'll definitely help him not have to run the ball as much.
He's got a great coach. Like he's yeah. got that situation. If he remains there and they put some talent around him, then you'll have a better idea. I still think you're gonna find that Jalen Hurts is the better player.
I still think we're gonna find next. It's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Chief, where are we headed with that?
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? That's next right here on The Fan.
I did pick up a big dub, and it's massive. I'll tell you more about it next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.